Salami, Tommy. Give it the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate too. Here's catch a Torridori. Taste the bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes, hoping this good food fills ya. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills you. Pass me a pancake mandrake. Having a derby irby. Look in the fendel mendel. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hannah, Davy, Tommy, Dora. Pasta Fazula, Tolula. Oh, do have a bagel, bagel. Now don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hey, this is a party, Marty. There, you get the cherry, Jerry. Now look, don't be so picky, Mickey. 'Cause everybody eats when they come to my house. All of my friends are welcome. Don't make me coax you, moat you. Eat the tables, the chairs, the napkins, who cares? You gotta eat if it chokes you. Oh, do have a knish, knishia. Ask him the latke, matke. Chili con carne for Barney. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Face, Buster, Cher, Chops, Fump. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
Yep, they certainly do. And you're listening to Zombo right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. What the show is you're listening to, that happens to be Zombo's Deep Archive. So it is going back in the time, playing old shows for you. And today's show goes back to June the 5th, 2009. So this is just a disclaimer letting you know you're hearing an old show, okay? It's a rebroadcast. And my show tomorrow is going to be live in the studio, Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. All right, there you go with that. Let's get back into the Deep Archive.
Thank you. Pittsburgh. This is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Thank you. charité, quand même c'est une patate, un poul maigre d'éclatant. J'ai roulé, j'ai tourné presque toute la journée. Mais j'ai roulé, j'ai tourné presque toute la journée. Quand j'ai réveillé à ce matin, y'avait personne à mon côté. Mais j'ai beaucoup de tracas et moi je peux pas comme ça. Mais j'ai beaucoup de tracas et moi je pas vivre comme ça. J'ai un joli timillon qui va porter mes caleçons. Wow, 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 yeah. connais pas comment je vais faire avec tous mes rêves et mes idées. Je connais pas comment je vais faire avec tous mes rêves et mes idées. Quand tu me dis tu vas me quitter, mon cœur pensait à brailler. Quand je lève le matin, moi je m'en gâte les flammes d'en bas. Moi je me lève à ce matin et je gâte les flammes d'en bas. Bébé caché, et moi je peux pas la trouver d'argent, et voler c'est pas bonne idée. Mais à ce que j'ai plus d'argent, et voler c'est pas bonne idée. J'ai un joli timillon qui va toujours à rouler, yeah, 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 yeah. Rouler, je tournais presque toute la journée. Cher bébé, c'est elle qui va me manquer. Vocals, acoustic guitar, Jim McGraw on accordion, Camerisi on the drums, Billy Ware on the percussion, Richard Reed on the bass and the fiddle, Ben Williams on the sound, yours truly Michael Ducey. It was a pleasure. Hope you can't genize y'all a little bit. Merci tout le monde. Just bebo wa la deki bien. Au revoir tout le monde.
ville, tandis qu'on est que c'est loin. Les jolies, elle est mignonne, mais je l'ai pas vu dans un grand bout, tandis qu'on est que c'est loin.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
आजा जिंदे शामी आने के तले है, आजा जरी वाले नीले आसमाने के तले है।
जय हो, जय हो।
आजा आजा जिंदे शामी आने के तले है, आजा जरी वाले नीले आसमाने के तले है।
जय हो,
नच कोयलों पे रात बिताई है, अखियों की नींद मैंने फूकों से उड़ा दी, गिन गिन तारे मैंने उंगली जलाई है।
सोना आज जेगे छे देखो ना आकाशो तुम्हारी शारों में हाथ रेंगे छे जीवों ने आज तो दूर धोला लेगे छे আমার হৃদয় ভরে আনন্দের বন্যা আনো একটু পরশ করে
I'm not afraid to die. কথা রাখো নয় ভুলো না কাকে আর বিলাবো আজ তুমি আমি একই সুরে মিলাবো আকাশের রং ওই নীলাবো এত খুশি কাকে আর বিলাবো
মন ভোলে সুর দোলায় তুমি দোলো
আমার স্বপ্ন যে সত্যি এসে ভালোবেসে মুখ তোলো আমার স্বপ্ন যে সত্যি হলো কাছে এলো এতদিন দূরে ছিল যে রঙে রঙে জীবন ভরে দিল সে আমার
Oh, no, I... मस्त 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 मस्त
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety.
Go for real.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Well, it was a packed weekend of political and other news. Of course, I am mandated for health and safety reasons by OSHA to not pay attention to the news during the weekends unless I have some live event or something. And I didn't. And last night when I sat down and said to myself, sir, let's prepare the Monday show, I was stunned by the things that I saw. And we're going to go through all of it, quite frankly. I want to start with the Biden fundraising blockbuster. Joe Biden has posted a $72 million fundraising total for Q2. That's April, May, and June. Now, you might remember that last week we talked about Trump's fundraising, which came in the low to mid 30 millions. Now, why do we care about fundraising? Of course, if you said to me, David, is the campaign finance system broken? Yes. Should we have public financing of elections instead of this money freak show? I would say, of course we should. Of course we should. We don't. And these fundraising numbers are a proxy to fundraising enthusiasm. And what we see here, as reported by NPR, President Biden posts blockbuster 3-month fundraising total. Biden is starting his reelection campaign with tens of millions of dollars in the bank, dwarfing second quarter fundraising totals already announced by the campaigns of Trump and DeSantis. According to the announcement, the Biden-Harris campaign, DNC, and joint fundraising committees raised $72 million from April through June and now have $77 million in cash on hand. Because Biden is the incumbent and his campaign is integrated with the DNC, the fundraising total represents all the funds that the reelect could draw upon. Interestingly, although these numbers are more than double what Trump raised in Q2, and more than what every Republican combined raised in Q2, this is not as much money as Obama and Trump raised at previous times in their reelection campaigns. Trump and the Republican National Committee had raised $105 million in the second quarter of 2019. We know how that turned out. Obama and the DNC raised $86 million and did win, ultimately, reelection. So that is a good thing. There's a bunch of stories here that I think are important to talk about. And of course, at the end of the day, this is all about how does this link to polling, if at all, and what is happening with polling? And we'll talk about that. First thing, there are those who wrote to me and said, David, these numbers don't matter. And the reason they don't matter is that Biden is running alone and unopposed, whereas the Republicans are still in a primary. So it makes sense that Republicans might not be ready yet to start donating when a bunch of the people running aren't going to be the nominees. Couple different answers to that. If you look at the Republican primary numbers, unless something dramatic happens, Trump is going to be the nominee. He's the presumptive front runner. He has close to 55% of all the support. The other candidates are splitting up the 45% that's left. And in there are still some I don't knows and not sure. So in a sense, Trump is the presumptive front runner. OK, the other side of this is not everybody agrees that Joe Biden is running unopposed. In fact, lots of people get mad when you say that Joe Biden is running unopposed. And they're saying you're ignoring Marianne Williamson and you're ignoring the great Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who now says that COVID may be ethnically targeted to spare Jews. We'll get to that a little bit later. So there are some counterpoints to that. That being said, it is true that Republican voters might be waiting for a little more definition. That is true. But the other aspect of this that's funny is that Biden isn't really campaigning in the way that Trump and DeSantis are. Biden's been doing overseas trips and focusing on policy. What the right loves to say is being in the base.